The Patriot Act, turning citizens into suspects since 2001. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
At my direction, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing guidance for communities of faith. I want to thank Dr. Redfield and the CDC for their work on this matter and all the other work they've been doing over the past what now seems like a long period of time. Today, I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now. If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wow. Big statement. Big statement today. I really like everything that he said in that clip as far as the observance of prayer and the fact that they were in a rush to keep liquor stores and abortion clinics open. But of course, you know, prayer is not essential. Wow. So interesting clip. And I'll tell you a little bit about, I actually talked to Chris Ann Hall about this. So I'll tell you her thoughts on this too. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you're joining me. KateDalyRadio.com. I've got Alan Stevo up today. In fact, Alan is fantastic writer, actually. He's an idea guy, and he has written books on Bitcoin. He also is a contributor for Daily Caller and The Hill. You'll love him. He's great. And he's got a great article on how to sue your governor and how to not wear the face mask if somebody tells you you have to. So he's going to be a breath of fresh air today. He'll be so much fun. So he'll be in the next hour. And then rounding out this week of crazy, insane, fun, incredibly learning shows, I've got Allison Armstrong from Understand Men, who's going to come on, and she's going to be doing a giveaway too. And so you'll want to take part in that. It's pretty awesome. And she's going to be talking about how to get along with your honey. So she's always fantastic when she comes on, and she comes on once a month. And by the way, Greg Mannarino, who I had on the show on Tuesday following Dr. Judy Mikovits, he's actually going to be coming on once a month as well. And he'll be our economy guy. So, I'm actually really happy about that. That's going to be really neat. He's the Robin Hood of Wall Street and kind of calls it out and says it like it is. And I like it. I like people that do that. So let me take you back to whether or not. So the president had some tough words for governors, didn't he? So where does all this lie? What happens? And so here is what Chris Ann Hall had to say. She said he has no constitutional authority to override. However, they will claim the authority under the Fourth Amendment because of religious liberty. So basically, it's this: the invention of the incorporation doctrine via the due process clause of the 14th Amendment. OK, the invention of the incorporation doctrine via due process clause of the 14th Amendment allows the federal government to claim the president, executive, has the authority to ensure that the states are not violating the rights of the people. That's that particular check and balance. And then it's what then, and then she went on, you know, what the feds should do, and what they actually have the authority to do is withhold funding, stimulus money, to the states who are violating the rights of the people. That's really what they should be doing. He should be saying, no money, you know, no money, right? But they won't do that because every state is violating the rights of the people right now. Every single state. So she said one of the problems with what Trump just did was that he's maybe cherry picking the rights that he wants to defend because the states are violating the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 8th Amendments, as well as the 1st when they shut down businesses. So it's a little complicated based on what we've done with the Constitution since the Constitution, but it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. So do they have to open the churches because Trump tells them to? No. Do they have to open the churches because their state constitutions demand it? Yes. Yes, they do. Their state constitutions. But will the people enforce it? And I think really that is what's going to remain to be seen. Will the people demand it? And the power really does lie in us. Can't say that enough, huh? The power really does. It lies in us. And we have to exert that power and let our legislators and governors and all of the tyrants that like to run things and tell you exactly what you can do and what you can't do and that you get to lose your business for fear of safety from a cold virus. Well, you know what? They really don't have the power to do that. So bottom line. Thanks, Chris Ann. I wanted to give you what she said about this because there's a lot of back and forth on this. And when you're perusing all of the mainstream media, they're probably not going to say it like she just did. So there you go. I also want to draw your attention to this clip. Hat tip to Susan on this one. Susan was listening in to Debbie Birx in that same in the conference and.